more of our conversation with Dr. Barry Black. He is the first African-American chaplain in the U.S. Senate there in Washington, D.C. We've been talking over the last few days with him about spirituality and the like. He talked today about his devotional life and the importance of having devotions in your life. When it comes to devotional life, how important is a person just to carve out time? You mentioned your schedule, mm-hmm. and you're the pastor here on the Hill. Mm-hmm. How do you find time for yourself? How do you carve out your time, and how do you go about doing that?
I think if you start doing devotional life, like, for instance, even taking something as small as 15 minutes a day to pray through a chapter in Proverbs, you will notice the difference when you miss it. And even as no one has to say to you, when you don't eat physical food, how do you remember to feed yourself? And no, you get hungry. And that will motivate you. When you start missing spiritual food, you get hungry for that spiritual food. You'll notice that, you know, your mental state is not the same. The contentment that you normally have is not there, and you'll go back to it. So you will make time because of the positive reinforcement that you get from doing it.
You mentioned, and I listened to you by way of reading your book, and you talked about this sense, and even through your preaching, discipleship. Mm-hmm. And I loved your sermon, Preaching for a Verdict. Mm-hmm. Just the pastors and those who are in ministry, how important is it to get a commitment from people in the faith realm?
Well, I think that when our Lord preached, he preached for a verdict, and that he was interested in having his preaching change the lives of people. So when he preached that message to the woman at the well in John chapter 4, it became time for her to decide. And Jesus knew how to do it. He said to her, go get your husband. And she said, oh, I'm sorry, mister, I'm not married. And Jesus said, you know, I appreciate your honesty, because you really aren't married, are you? The guy that you're living with right now, you don't have paper for that, do you? And you've had five husbands.
Oh, Lord.
And the one that you're with now is not yours. And she says, well, I perceive you are a prophet. But the bottom line is, she was so transformed by his message of water that will make you never thirst again, will permanently quench your thirst, that she ran back to the city. And the Bible says, interestingly enough, that all of the men, and I didn't say nothing about the women, but all of the men came with her to see when she said, come see a man that has told me everything I've ever done. So that's the kind of change, and that's the kind of verdict that I want people to experience. What then will you do with this Jesus?
And that was Dr. Barry Black. He is the first African-American chaplain there in the U.S. Senate in Washington, D.C., and he's been a real blessing to all of us. He's been talking with me about what it means to be the pastor there on Capitol Hill. Thank you for listening, and always look forward to more of our conversations that are relevant and yet spiritual. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin. Have a great day.